Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. We're diving headfirst into something super relevant today, how mindfulness can actually help ease those pesky feelings of anxiety we all deal with from time to time. You know that feeling when your mind is racing like a caffeinated hamster on a wheel? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Anxiety doesn't have to rule your life. It's not some inescapable monster lurking in the shadows. We can actually learn to tame it, and mindfulness is a powerful tool in our arsenal. Think of mindfulness as hitting the pause button on your mental chatter. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. No dwelling on the past, no stressing about the future, just focusing on what's happening right here, right now. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Leo. And trust me, it takes practice. But even a few minutes of mindful breathing or observation can make a world of difference. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you use mindfulness to manage anxiety. First up, become aware of your triggers. What sets off those anxious feelings? Is it social situations, deadlines at work, or even just scrolling through social media for too long? Identifying your triggers is like shining a flashlight on those hidden anxiety hotspots. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for coping. Second, practice deep breathing exercises. Ever feel that tightness in your chest when anxiety hits? Deep, slow breaths can work wonders. Inhale deeply through your nose, feeling your belly expand, and exhale slowly through your mouth. This simple technique helps calm your nervous system and brings you back to the present moment. You can even try incorporating guided meditations specifically designed for anxiety relief. There are tons of great apps out there. Third, engage all your senses. When anxiety strikes, it's easy to get lost in our thoughts. Bringing your attention to your senses can help ground you. Pay attention to the feel of your feet on the floor, the sounds around you, the scents in the air, even the taste in your mouth. This helps shift your focus away from anxious thoughts and back to the present moment. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Anxiety is a common human experience, so be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up for feeling anxious. Instead, treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Hopin! Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be good days and bad days. Just keep practicing and celebrate your wins along the way. And lastly, seek professional help when needed. If anxiety is significantly impacting your life, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide you with personalized support and guidance on managing your anxiety effectively. Let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. Your heart starts racing. You get butterflies in your stomach, and those dreaded "what if" thoughts creep in. This is classic anxiety rearing its head. But here's where mindfulness comes in. Instead of letting those anxious feelings spiral out of control, take a few deep breaths, focus on the feeling of your feet on the ground, and remind yourself that you prepared well for this. Bring your attention back to the present moment. The audience, the slides, your message. Mindfulness can help you stay grounded even when things get a little nerve-wracking. So, remember, anxiety doesn't have to be your boss. You have the power to take control and manage those feelings with mindfulness techniques. Start small, practice consistently, and celebrate your progress. You've got this. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Become aware of your triggers, practice deep breathing, engage your senses, treat yourself with kindness, and seek professional help when needed. Take these insights and make them your own. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. You know, that friend who's always a little stressed out. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let me know what mindfulness techniques have worked for you. Until next time, keep those dopamine levels high and anxiety levels low.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.